Back in February, the American Academy of Pediatrics rebelled against a Trump administration move to eliminate protections for transgender kids in public schools. Then Wednesday, President Trump announced he would bar transgender people from the military. And as those controversies swirl, WYPR's Mary Rose Madden brings us part three of Eight and Out, Transgender in the Second Grade. Eli, who was born a boy but says she has a girl brain and a girl heart, takes her case to the Baltimore City School Board.
Eli McBride shared her story before her classmates, some of whom bullied her the first time she told them she was a girl. Her next move was to hit a Baltimore City Board of Education meeting and tell them they needed to do more to help kids like her.
Would you like to say she has something with us?
I'm 8 years old, and I'm in second grade at Moon Park Elementary Middle School. Schools need to already know about transgender kids, and they need to know how to help them and support them and give them their rights. We request that you make a policy.
Eli urged the school board to create a policy that supports LGBT students. She knew she wasn't the only one. In 2015, the advocacy group GLSEN put out a national school climate survey that found almost 60% of LGBT students felt unsafe at school. Many of them don't report incidents of harassment or brutality to their teachers, and 63% of the students who did report an incident said that school staff did nothing in response or told the student to ignore it. Sean Connolly, the chief academic officer for Baltimore City Schools, says they're in the research phase of developing a plan. They've been checking out different school districts.
How do we identify some sort of social-emotional framework and curriculum instead of just being reactive? How do we become more proactive?
James Patton is also with Baltimore City Schools.
We have had twice had people from an organization called GLSEN come and address all of our social workers in the last couple of years.
So while they don't have the policy right now, Patton says, they do have counselors.
For school social work, we staff one full-time equivalent for every 650 enrolled students. For school psychology, it's one full-time equivalent for every 850 enrolled students.
And, he says, they can call in additional counseling if needed. Connolly concedes they haven't found all the answers they want yet.
The only way we're going to improve is really by building the capacity of people. So we are going to need to approach experts, so some of the people that maybe you are talking about right here.
Meanwhile, Montgomery, Anne Arundel, Howard, and Frederick counties all have a policy or statement regarding LGBT students. Liz Barrett is the vice president of the Frederick County Board of Education. She says they created the policy after a board meeting last February when they heard from dozens of LGBT students that the old anti-discrimination policy was being implemented inconsistently.
We considered how to change the conversation from, you know, tolerance and access to sort of the notion that we're really creating welcoming schools.
Jennifer Leininger leads a program at the Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago to train teachers, counselors, and pediatricians in how to support LGBT kids.
We've done trainings with close to 2,000 teachers, administrators, and medical professionals. Of course, at first it was just, I would reach out and say, you need this. But now a lot of schools are seeing transgender and gender expansive kids in their classrooms and are saying, hey, we need this.
She says having a school-wide policy could bring guidance and resources into the classrooms. So the question is, will Baltimore City Schools develop such a policy? And if so, when? I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.